This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are keeping us free and safe right now. Now, everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, the over-the-road truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the mail haulers getting the mail to the post offices for us, and, of course, the suicide jockeys getting the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel where it needs to go so we can do what we need to do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America, that's Captain with an S on the end, America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, let's go over here to the telephonophony line, and we've got the telephonophony line hooked up to Michigan, where we find Ron Edwards. Good morning, Mr. Ron Edwards.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yep, and they're out there on the porch because it's not a bad night tonight. We got 77 degrees on one of our thermometers, 78 on the other. I'll take it. Not bad. Beats 85 or 90, which has been a couple times at night in the not-too-distant past. Now, you ready to say the pledge?
Yes. Absolutely.
Here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, down here in Florida, we have a place called Mar-a-Lago. Now, it is a very famous place because a very famous person lives there, the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, who travels back and forth around the countryside, he's not there all the time, had the FBI pay him a visit the other night, early morning. And now, out on the street, the members of the MAGA Nation are out there. I've been told probably 1,000 to 2,000 of them, maybe more, with their vehicles and whatnot, and they're parked out there, lined up on the street. And they're there hoping that they'll see Donald Trump when he comes back from wherever he's at. And if not, they're hoping that they can certainly do whatever they need to help keep the feds away from Mar-a-Lago. Well, I don't know how that's going to work. But what do you think, first of all, about what we've seen in the last few days?
First of all, I think this is sets a horrible third world type precedent in our nation. As far as I understand, this has never happened to a former president before.
Nope.
And we've had some presidents in recent memory that did some horrible things and might have retained important information. Ali Obama comes to mind, but they didn't even go after him. And for them to do this in such a manner like this, and after knowing especially that the Trumps were cooperating with these officials and had already handed over boxes of material, and all they had to do was basically approach Trump's attorneys, and they could have continued to negotiate. But for them to go in like that, it was so funny when I heard they broke into a safe and it was empty. Just prayerfully, they did not find anything that could harm the president in any way. But this is just wrong, Captain. I think this is a national embarrassment. This makes us look bad. This is a banana. This is what they used to do in South Africa. People left that nation because of these kind of tactics. And now it's happening in the United States of America. We're supposed to be different. And yet one of our major political parties has stooped to the level of a banana republic, of a socialist, communist nation. And this is, we've got to do some real house cleaning come November.
Well, I'm not surprised about any of this. And when I learned about the judge that started all of this, who is directly tied to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Yes.
And was also an attorney, because they're down here, they're magistrates, they're not full-born judges. But anyway, he was tied to representing some of the Epstein people as an attorney. When I heard that, I went, boy, oh boy, here we go. Now, for example, letter from Kim Jong-un, letter from Barack Obama, and a couple of other things, including some silverware from the White House that were inscribed with his name on them. That's all he took that they listed that was in the safe, when they went looking for it.
Oh, I had heard and read that the safe was empty, but...
I did, too, but that was what was in there.
Yeah, and it's funny, they didn't go after Hillary Clinton. Remember, she actually took furniture and other antiques from the White House.
Yes. And a whole bunch of silverware.
Yeah, and they also know that she has some other material that we need. But they didn't raid her house either, so very, very mean stuff.
Yep, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with an Edwards Notebook. And Ron Edwards coming back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We will return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
To the many good and decent men of America, a time of reflecting upon and showing appreciation for all you do. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Brown's Coffee. You often pay for a dinner that no one was grateful for. Sometimes you didn't know if you'd make it to payday. Thank you for trying your best to be a good man in society that often devalues men. Though you sometimes see your life passing by with your dreams still only in thoughts, you keep it together. For who in this society cares anyway? Most likely, you, the good men of America, will not hear. But I'm proud of you, even though those words of encouragement would help encourage you. You work long hours and leave all the day's frustration at the door in order to be there for your children, because, like my own dearly departed dad, that's what dads do. Yes, the many good men of America shoulder the weight of the world for their families and, when needed, their country as well. To the many, too often unrecognized and underappreciated good men of America, I, Ron Edwards, salute you in appreciation. God bless you, God bless America, and may America bless God. I'm Ron Edwards. Find out where you can enjoy the Ron Edwards American Experience via theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
I'll tell you what. I'm sitting here, and this is what I'd like to do, because when you hear one of those, if you've listened to me before, you know you're about to hear something else in the background here. But if you want the best coffee, especially in the morning when you get up and you want to get going, let me tell you about Constitutional Grounds. Now, it's the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee Center display at theronedwards.com. Go to that website to make your purchase, and I'll tell you what. I've seen their coffee. I've seen their advertisements. I've seen their menu. I've seen all the different stuff they have. You need to go over there to the theronedwards.com, the website, and then click on the next link you see there for the coffee, and away you go. Now, constitutional grounds, I'm just going to get a little sip right here. Let's see here. Good stuff, I'm telling you. Constitutional grounds, folks, check it out, because it is the coffee that you
want in your cup.
There was that masked man with that horse riding through the studio again, I'm telling you. I got to get some, maybe an ear of corn. Maybe send me some corn. Give him the corn when he goes by. Okay. yeah, we'll do something, right? Okay. Now, mentioning that Joe Biden, obviously, up to his eyebrows and alligators and all this stuff, he's got to be. Because you just don't go in and do this, the first thing ever to a president, a former president, and not tell the current president what you're doing in case he wanted to overdo the bid or whatnot. But I'm sure, first of all, that he knew that he was told. Whether or not he remembers, don't know, but I'm sure he was told. And I also believe that he knows his days are numbered when it comes to his son, Hunter, because the FBI has got a lot of evidence, a lot of actual information that they can use in the trial against Hunter.
Yeah, and they've had this information for a long time, by the way, the famous computer, Hunter Biden computer. And, you know, many of us have seen some videos of some of Hunter Biden's activities, which are horrible at best. And when you consider the business deals that Hunter had been involved in with China and Ukraine, and of course, Joe Biden didn't know about that either, even though he did. This is some rough stuff. I just wonder, though, how far they're going to go and to clean this stuff up, if they're really going to do what is correct when it comes to Hunter Biden's activities and what Joe Biden did. Honestly, no. Are they going to ever get to the bottom of this? Are they going to continue to cover for this man because he's a Democrat? And most of the FBI, most of the investigatory departments of the government are in bed with the Biden administration for the most part. So that concerns me very much. This government is just as corrupt, steeped in corruption as the Biden administration and Hunter himself. So that is very concerning to me, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden signed a $280 billion semiconductor bill a couple days ago, and that means several different things. First of all, it means that there will be more Chinese in our country, because I don't know where they're going to get the people for these jobs.
Well, we should be able to get some people for these jobs. There's a lot of Americans who have been, you know, in school and taking up these courses and preparing themselves for this industry, by the way. Lots of Americans. If America wants to actually be competitive in this field, she's got to make herself competitive in an honest way, Captain. And I mean as far as regulations and permanently lowering the taxes. This quick fix stuff, let's see. We'll give you a temporary tax break or something like that. That doesn't work in the long run. A 25% investment tax credit for semiconductor plants has an estimated cost of $24 billion. You don't turn around and charge the taxpayers for these breaks. You simply lower the burden and make America more competitive with other nations like South Korea, like China, like Taiwan, for example. This temporary investment crap does not work in the long run. It only costs, and you get a temporary bump, you get a few jobs here and there, and then it goes away.
Well, if that doesn't... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
If that...
I'm just saying...
Go on.
I'm just saying, Captain, that we've tried these tricks with other industries, and it doesn't keep America or make America competitive in the long run. That's all I was trying to say.
Well, the 755-page Inflation Reduction Act will give the IRS an additional $70.9 billion to target taxpayers. Unfortunately, it also gives them some 77,000 new people to go out and give you a little grief, if you will, with your tax return, because maybe you owe them another $100 or something, whatever.
This is horrible stuff, Captain. Why would you spend, if you're trying to get more money, why would you spend $70.9 billion? That is a waste. And why would you use this money to go after, and it's going to really hurt small and medium-sized business owners. It's going to hurt the average worker out there. It's going to hurt the average person who's trying to save a little money here and there, and to just try to drain. See, money is power. And the more of our wealth that they take away from us, that means they also take away more of our power. And this is part of what's going on. Chuckie Schumer and the gang, they're coming after us because they want to, they want to drain us dry.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this extra money being taken out for so-called necessary expenses for tax enforcement activities. These people, this is some rough stuff. And by the way, this is going to be more individuals than many other departments combined.
Yep, you're right.
This has nothing to do with improving the life of Americans. This mm-hmm. has nothing to do with enhancing our nation. This is communist stuff. This is communist-level stuff, Captain.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that are saying that General Milley, who was appointed, by the way, by President Trump, is proactively declared that he was going to fight a U.S. president by subverting his actions and intent, that there may have actually been a coup led by this individual.
Yeah. In his letter that he never sent, he had a pretty scathing attack on the Trump administration, saying that he was unconstitutional, yada, yada, yada. Well, it was Trump who stood up for the Constitution and stood up for the military.
Okay, got to stop you right there. You and I will be together again on Saturday. Talk to you in the 3 o'clock hour of the Saturday show. Have a great day.
You take care.
All right, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we might have some sports guy on the air here.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is moving ahead to November's Senate election against Republican Senator Ron Johnson after clinching the Democrat nomination on Tuesday.
I just want everybody to take a look around this room and realize that we are more united than we have ever been before in this state.
Elon Musk sold more than $6.9 billion in Tesla shares. That's according to new filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Tuesday. The sell-off comes weeks after the Tesla CEO's bid to withdraw a $44 billion agreement to buy Twitter and ensuing legal battle. A federal judge in California on Tuesday ruled that three golfers who joined the Saudi Arabian-backed LIV tournament will not be able to compete in the PGA Tour postseason. It's the latest ruling in a legal battle between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Who was that masked man? Well, let's see. It was this guy on the telephone, Patrick Hyland. Good morning there, Mr. P.
What is happening, Captain Matt Bruce? Good morning to everyone out there. Appreciate everybody tuning in to your show. It's a great show, and thanks for the segment. Appreciate it. Well, Captain, judge denies the LIV golf players can't compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs. You know, I love, I thought we didn't have monopolies in this country. Sometimes I guess it's funny how that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. I'm not happy about it. I don't know what the audience thinks, but, hey, I don't know why these guys can't get together and say, look, I'll commit to 20, 30 tournaments for you, and I'm going to play in this too. Yeah. I'm not an employee, okay? You provide a function to play, but I'm not under contract. The only way I make money is either endorsements or by winning tournaments. It's not like I'm on a contract or a salary. So, I don't know, Captain. This makes me wonder sometimes the things we do in this great country of ours. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Now, and then in football news, you know, Roger Goodell now is talking about the Watson case differently, trying to, you know, make it look good. And it's funny how a lot of times in sports, Captain, that the people get up there and speak and say things, they really insult the intelligence of the sports fan. And it's starting to get a little old. And I think we all need to stand up and say, stop it already. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
And start making the right decisions. Start having some legitimate reasons for the things you do. But I don't know. Seem to keep getting away with it. But, you know, it's definitely Some tennis news, Captain, just to let everybody know, famous tennis player Serena Williams, she's played three times.
Mm-hmm.
But a Grand Slam, great career. She's going to retire from the game and call it a career. And I don't blame a lot of tournaments, a lot of wear and tear on the body, so I can see why she's
But she's been hurt a lot the last few years.
Yes, sir, she has. Captain, very good point. So, that's how they're going to do that. You know, Haslam, getting back to the Mr. Watson case, Haslam, is sticking behind Watson, in the appeal process. Obviously, he wants him to try to find a way to get on the field, all the money he spent to get him from the Houston Texans. So that's going to be another part of it. For all our Chicago Bear fans out there, Captain.
No Bears.
The great linebacker, All-Pro Smith, he's requesting a trade from the Bears. They're playing games with his contract. And he's like, come on, guys. Give me my heart and soul here. Let's make it work. But it's not going to work. Then trade him somewhere else. But they're an up-and-coming team. They really are. This year, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. But I think they have a nucleus with the draft choices and some young kids to make it happen there. So hopefully they work something out for him. I know the Bears fans would like that to happen. They lost Khalil Mack, great linebacker. They didn't want that to happen. So anyway, for Chris Sale, Boston Red Sox left-handed pitcher, man, he hurt his wrist in a bike accident. And he's going to miss the rest of the year. I don't think they were going to make the playoffs anyway unless they got on a really hellacious run. But that's still obviously not good when that happens to you. Tomorrow, Captain, there'll be some preseason football. There's not preseason games. I'll tell you what, if I was a player, I'd like to play on preseason because I'm only probably going to play one quarter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll come back Friday, and then they only give you the weekend off to, get your head together and come back next week. So kind of a little respite for the guys after a couple weeks of, just doing training camp.
I think the Bucs play the Dolphins.
We do, Cap. Yeah.
And they play them here, I think.
That is correct, Cap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be facing Miami Dolphins Saturday at 7:30. And a lot of people will tune into that, see Brady and, everything that was talked about him possibly going to Miami. They're working out now as we're speaking, getting the affairs in order. They'll practice together, and then they'll play the game Saturday. That's what a lot of NFL teams are doing now. Their first exhibition game, they'll start working with the other team, playing against each other already, just to evaluate and see, how that's going to work out for them. This kid for the Green Bay Packers, Christian Watson, they're saying he can really rush the quarterback and cover the line. So that's very good for the Packers. They're talking about he could be Warren Sapp-like. Mm-hmm. This is about the Tampa Buccaneers, former great Warren Sapp, he really anchored the line for them during the Super Bowl season. So pretty exciting there, too. And then, we'll talk Friday a little bit about NASCAR. But the playoffs are going to be starting up there. Labor Day weekend, Captain. So it'll be a lot of fun for people to check that out. So there is.
Mm-hmm.
And the Major League Baseball, Captain, they're really getting to it now. The Rays are still in the hunt. Tampa Bay Rays. The Padres came back and won 7-4 over the Giants last night. And, the Yankees have been in a little slump lately. They lost to the Mariners 1-0. So, we were all thinking the Yankees and the Dodgers were going to be in the World Series now instead of again. But, if the Yankees don't snap out of this soon, they're going to, not be the same team we think they are.
They've done this before.
Said the Astros could give them a shot, maybe even the Twins. Because when you get in the playoffs, anything can happen.
Yep.
So, and crazy game last night out in Colorado, Captain. A lot of games out there can get silly because of just a lot of things. And the Rockies won 16-5. It's amazing how some of these games are 1-0 and some are just way off the charts. I don't remember that in baseball you know, back in the day as much. You know, a few games like that got to go. Man, not as many as this. Wow.
The atmosphere must have gotten real good real quick.
Exactly, Matt. You're not kidding. You know, the Orioles have been playing well this year. Mm-hmm. Give them credit. I thought they were going to have a rough year for all.
Okay, we got one of our sports fans with a question. You ready?
Go for it.
Here we go. Good morning, Bag Evan Bob. What's your question for the Sports Zone quarterback?
Yes, sir, Ken. Just wanted to know, have they passed the thing where college players can get some pay now? All right, that's it, Captain.
To that, I think yes.
Captain, I heard him say something about college
Have they passed the legislation or whatever where college players can get paid for playing?
Well, it's not paid for playing as much as it is endorsements. If you can endorse and use your likeness, they call it, for your name, then you can go to college. Well, with that. If you're going to be recruited, you can get Nike to say, Patrick Hyland is a Nike, representative, and we're going to pay him $1 million. So he's attending the University of Florida, something of that nature. That's how that goes down. So now they are talking. He brings up another point about this paying the players a stipend, every week. You know, the guys that aren't the big names to get those big contracts. I don't know if that'll pass or not, but they need to do something. These guys put a lot of time and effort in during the week and bringing a lot of money to the college. And you can say, yes, they get a college scholarship. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But they also do more than a lot of other kids who get college scholarships, too. So let's keep it all in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping things in perspective, Captain. I try to do that every day for people, as you're well aware of. I love talking sports on Sunday. I love talking sports with you in the mornings, but what I really do in life, folks, is I help people out with their insurance needs. I look at their paperwork. I make sure they're doing the best bang for their buck and make sure it's the right policy for them to meet their financial needs. And if you really sit down and talk with me, we can diagram exactly a playbook using a sports term for your insurance needs to make sure you have the right policy. It only takes a little bit of time. It's worth your energy. The good news is if you're in a good place, I'm going to say you don't need to do anything. Just stay with what you're doing, and you have peace of mind. And then we'll reevaluate the following year. Whenever you'd like to ask me a question, I'm always open for a phone call. And my phone number is 813-966-1052. Simple number, 813-966-1052. Captain can share with you. I've helped him out with his insurance needs and a lot of other people that we both know. And maybe you switched to a policy or told them to stay where they are if you're getting the service they needed. So again, my name's Patrick Hyman. I'd love to be a help to you. 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain.
All righty, see you on Sunday. Have a good day. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And you'll hear from him again on Friday. Friday, when he comes on the program. In the meantime, hang in there. We'll be right back with...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we cruise along here, final segment for the day. And by the way, this segment is brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, where I will be on Saturday for the gun show, the Two Guys Gun Show, Saturday at Robarts Arena. I'll be there from 9 to 3. Stop by and say howdy, howdy. I'll have a bunch of free stuff to give out. And depending on where I'm at, I might have a cup of coffee with you or a soda or something else. Who knows? But in the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs for you right here in the local area. Now, if you need something and you can't get it where you're at, and you're listening to me say in Buffalo, or maybe you're up there in Montpelier, and you want to get a shade, or you want to get some shutters, or maybe you want to get some blinds, just give them a call. Give Dominic's a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And they can help you out in that respect. So, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota, Florida, and tell them the captain sent you, 941-922-2345. All right, the consumer quarterback is with us, and that would be Brandon Rimes. And good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You asked me a question about the mess in Mar-a-Lago on Monday when we found out what had transpired and happened. But the Republican Party is a whole lot different right now than what it used to be. They're not your father's Republican Party. And by that, I mean that as President Joe Biden has remarked several times over the course of the last few months, this is not your father's Republican Party. But despite what Biden may think, the GOP's current transformation into a party that embraces traditional values and doesn't back down from hot-button social and cultural disputes, such as the membership we've been hearing, calling each other names and all that over on the other side of the aisle, Republicans, which they have. Maybe, just maybe, you guys have grown up a little bit more, maybe, but I doubt it. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, you look at the, there's two factions in the Republican side. You have the MAGA movement, the warriors on the MAGA side, which seem to be winning a lot of primaries, and Trump's endorsements going a long ways. And then you got McConnell and, you know, some of the other rhinos. So, yeah, it looks like there is a changing of the guard, and it's happening rather quickly. And you know, hopefully in November that red wave will happen and it'll be a tsunami.
Well, we can hope, and it may in fact happen that way, but we certainly have got to have more of us voting than them. It all comes down to a numbers game. That's number one. And number two, we also know that we, the people, need to keep our eyes and our ears open, because we control most of the state legislatures, as you well know, and we control most of the electric votes and places where they vote, as you well know. So we have no excuse for anyone on our side of the aisle, the very red aisle. We have no excuse to not be able to get our election right.
Yeah, exactly. And there's also, I believe, a huge portion of independents and also some Democrats and, you know, even the Bernie bros, I think, moving over to our side of the aisle because they've seen what the Democrats have done, specifically with the currency and the Federal Reserve, how they're raiding the Treasury and really just hurting our future generations at record numbers, never before seen numbers in the trillions, time after time again. And it's just really sad what they're doing. And I believe it's all a part of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and the globalists, you know, basically doing anything they can do to make our country weak. Just like the bill that they went through the Senate, you know, a lot of the stuff in there was just, you know, of course, attacking coal and fossil fuel, but it was also attacking the steel industry and companies that would need to make large purchases into robotics and machinery. So what is that going to do? It's going to force more offshoring, and it's just the opposite of what we actually need.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I wish we could just push a button or something and get this under control, but we can't. We have to show up. More of us, the way our system works, is more of us have to show up to vote than them. And you got to remember, okay, since this debacle of what was called 2022, the election, since that debacle is over and done with now, we control the majority of the states. We control the majority of the election sites and machines. And there's been a major, major process to get these machines fixed and so they operate correctly instead of being stuck in a wood somewhere. And, you know, here I am, come find me. I'm on 40-mile road, 10 miles out of town.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, it's well documented now with 2,000 mules and all the different movies that they've done the documentaries on it. And so, yeah, people need to stand up. I think they are going to stand up because this country is two-thirds normal people. This country is not two-thirds woke, leftist, globalist, Marxist. It's two-thirds normal people like us that believe that our country is great. They believe in the Christian Judeo founding of our country, not people like Ilhan Omar and some of those radicals. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we will show up. We will take our country back, and we're never going to let this happen again.
No, we can't. And by the way, I want you to tell everybody how you or what you do and how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Rimes. I'm a real estate agent. I can help you nationwide. We are a global company, Keller Williams Realty. So we can help you throughout the country, throughout the world. If you want to work with the best in negotiations and strategy, buying, selling, or investing, 813-917-1894. Brandon Rhymes, Keller Williams Realty, 813-917-1894. Our radio show information is over at consumerqb.com, like quarterback, consumerqb.com. And thank you so much, Captain. Appreciate the opportunity.
All righty. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much. Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback. And again, consumerqb.com. Trot on over there. Take a look at it. Okay, before we get going here with this final call for the day, I want to remind everybody that we had a great lunch yesterday over at Mission Barbecue. Some great people showed up, and we always appreciate that. We appreciate you, and we will be, as I said, Saturday, we'll be down in Sarasota at the Robarts Arena for the gun show down there, Two Guys Gun Show. Can't wait for that. Always have a lot of fun, meet a lot of great people there. So there you go. Now, get ready, get set, because here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Live outside Mar-a-Lago, where we just watched the Federal Bureau of Idiots get disgrace themselves. Disgrace them. Let me tell Hannity and Conrad Black and John Solomon, I'm glad you're on the Republican side, but sit down, yo. You ain't tough enough. Okay? You ain't tough enough. Okay? The White House didn't know. The White House is more guilty than Richard Nixon was. Okay? Merrick Garland should be hung up for treason, though the fake Republicans aren't doing anything, and nobody's doing it. The 45th President of the United States is blocked from Twitter, can't say nothing, and then they raided his house. If that doesn't get every American pissed off to vote for Donald Trump, I don't know what will. If you didn't go in Hillsborough County and vote heck no for raising taxes for public schools, you're an idiot, okay, by the way, because as the captain says, all politics is local, all right? Stand up for our cops, stand up for our country, and there's nothing worth living for but the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the God of America. Let's go. Peace.
All right. Direct and to the point. How about that? Good job, Todd. Good job. Well, you know, folks, it's time to get passionate. It's time to get involved. It's time to stand up for your country. He's right. And it's time to do something rather than sit there and look foolish. We have got to take control of the narrative if we want to win. They're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal. They're going to try to do everything they possibly can to win this election and take it right out from underneath us. But you want to know something? Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Keep your feet to the grind. And don't be afraid to stand up for America. God bless America. God bless you. God bless our military, our police, and our fire. We the people. That's it. We the people. See you tonight.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.